Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. You know what can happen when we hear negative things so much in our day and time? We can lose sight of how great God is. And I start focusing, like I get this tunnel vision of troubles, and it seems there's no way out of it. This one says, let me magnify the Lord. We can never raise Him bigger than He really is. But what it does is it starts minimizing our troubles and our not able to take care of them. And it starts magnifying who God is. And there's places that will help us to be able to do that. And I'd like to look at some of those tonight. I was thinking of Mary. She said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Yes. Able to get a bigger picture of who God is. We have a song, I'd like us to sing one verse of it. What a mighty God we serve. And what is that first verse? I think it's maybe 40. Our fathers. 43? Our Father's wondrous works we see in the earth, the sea, and sky. He rules o'er all in majesty from His royal throne on high. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Reigning now above on His throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. So how do we in 2021 magnify the Lord in our lives? You know, a good place to start is Genesis 1. To just start reading what God was able to do and what tools did He need to be able to do it. These places He spoke things into existence where He said, let there be and there was. Let there be light and there was light. Brought the sun into existence. Man has taken a look at it and says, we've got something to figure out in the future. The sun's going to burn out one day. Going to be maybe a half billion years, you know, billions of years away, but it is going to happen. Well, you know, God just spoke it. And it came into existence. Things that have continued from then until now. People are worried about the environment. You know, if I did not believe there was a God, I would be worried about a lot of things, a lot more things than we have today. But when we can realize we do have a part to play, as we heard this morning, we have a part to play in our environment. It is take good care of what God has given us and then put it in God's hands. If there's a wildfire out in California, God may have allowed it to come for some purpose. If there is a tornado that comes through Oklahoma, you know what it does to me? When it says, run for your shelter, it makes me realize what a mighty God there is. That people cannot stop Him. We can only take cover. So I was looking at those places in Genesis 1. But then there's one that I would like for us to look at tonight for a while. And that is Genesis 1. And 26. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27th verse. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And what tools did he need to be able to do that job? To cause a human body to function the way it does. What all would be involved in making that happen? I go over to the second chapter and the 7th verse. This is the God that we want to magnify tonight. And how we can do that is just go back and take a look at how God did His business. You know, He didn't have to. Remember whenever He talked to Job, and he asked Job, he said, where were you when I created these things? Nowhere around. God had done it all himself. But this one says, 7th verse, 2nd chapter, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Yes. breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And I look at this, what a mighty God we serve. Took a pile of dirt, breathed into it, and all of the organs that are needed for us to exist today came into existence. Yes. You know, we have a lot of things today that man makes, and he does the very best he can do, and then he recalls it. You think about what all it takes to be able to put an automobile together from scratch and make it to where there'll be no problems. You'll hear about a recall. There's this part that went bad, and we have 500,000 cars that we had to recall. There has been no recalls to the human body. God didn't say, you know, when I breathed into that pile of dirt, there were some things that didn't happen that are going to need to be changed to happen. It didn't do that. And I was looking at what a marvel the human body is. Yeah. If you want to magnify God, sometime get a science book and just read how the body, and I could probably get Brother Paul to talk to us and tell us more about it. But it would be very important for us to just stop and look at how the body operates. Here's just a few of them. The heart, just a chunk of meat, a muscle that pumps blood for maybe over 100 years. You can't get a car that works that long. You can't get anything man-made that takes out and operates that long. Grandpa Porter, what was it when he died? 101 years old. That heart muscle had started out before he was born and pumped for 100 years. Moving blood through our system. You know, you ever stop and look at your veins in your hand? Think about the veins in our leg, distributing that blood all through. And you know, they talk about, part of congestive heart failure is that heart now is wearing out and it's not able to pump that blood all the way to my feet and those places. We really start seeing how big God is in this when our body starts wearing out. And then we start realizing, wow, what he made for us when it was working. What about the immune system? Able to fight against germs that come into our body. Nothing that we know we even had. And along comes our immune system and kicks in to fight against it. I work in air conditioning. And we try to maintain a certain temperature at our building. We say, okay, 74 is what we want throughout the building. You know, that is hard sometimes to maintain. And yet when God breathed into man the breath of life, what is the average body temperature we've always heard? 98.6. Can you imagine how fine-tuned that is when you can put a point with it? You know, if you just said, okay, between 80 and 120, if you can hold it in between there, you'd be doing pretty good. But instead, God has got it, when he breathed into man the breath of life, this just started working. And then you get out in a 100-degree day, and you're getting too hot. Your system is getting too hot. And now here comes sweat to act as a cooling agent for you to maintain that body temperature. I was looking this morning. It said in some of the information I was looking at, bones, said there's 206 individual bones, separated bones joined by ligaments. 206 separate ones in our body. I say, what a mighty God we serve. Made it all from dirt, and he didn't start with a baby. Started with a grown human being. Says we have 5 senses. And you know, each one of those things are important. None of them would I want to do without. Was thinking about the taste, the ability to taste something. What I read this morning, it said there are 10,000 taste buds on our tongue. So there is a spot for tasting sweet. There is a spot for tasting salty. And you know, all of that was back there, way back there, when God just breathed on a pile of dirt. And here's the things that came in. You know, he could have made us exist with no taste at all. You just eat. You just eat. It has no flavor. It has nothing. But if you want to live, you eat. But instead, he gave us the ability to taste. How important is the ability of touch? Very important. To be able to sense temperature by touching it or coming close to it. To be able to sense hot and cold. To be able to, when I'm working on my job and we're carrying a heavy pipe and I feel it start slipping in my hands, I don't have to be consciously, okay, I need to do something different than this. All of a sudden, grip tightens down on it. And all that came about when God breathed on a pile of dirt and we came into existence. The ability to hear, you know, it is so valuable for us to be able to communicate with each other. I know there are some people that have no hearing, some that have never been able to hear. But you know, it's a blessing from God that he gave us. And Ben was just telling us just a little while ago, you know what, that ear, I understand, is more than just for me to hear. There's something in the inner ear that is for equilibrium. Something that I take for granted until I get busy. And you know, you can stand up fast sometime and sit down fast because you're fixing to fall if you don't. And then you realize, wow, God put something in place so that this is not how I have to live my life, dizzy. You know, any of these one things, God could have left it out, and life would be so much different for us today. What about the gift of smell? You know, to be able to smell flowers, to be able to, the one I think about is when I come home in the wintertime and open the door and Cheryl has just cooked a loaf of homemade bread. Boy, there's a smell come out from that. It was a blessing from God. You know, we could have lived without that. And then something that he gives us that we take for granted a lot because it just happens. The ability for all these things to work together and give us a reflex. You know, when we leave out of here to drive home, we don't even think about it. We just do it. And what's happening all that time, I've got my eyesight that sees a light turn red. And it sends information to the brain, that sends information to my foot to smash on the brake instead of the gas. We take it for granted. You know what all that came about? When God breathed into a pile of dirt, the breath of life. The ability to get signals. What would life be without it? If you touch the hot stove, how long does it take you for it to make that path from your finger to your brain and back to your hand to say, hey, you need to move? So quick, you can hardly even time it. And that was God. What a mighty God we serve. Daily, he loads us with benefits. You know, some of these benefits we just take for granted. I don't think about them until I lose one of them. You know, if we lost eyesight, what a difference it would be for us. But he loads us down with some benefits. I'd like to look at a verse in Psalms 103. Psalms 103 in the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You know, this needs to be happening from us every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. What we're talking about tonight are benefits from the Lord. A lot of those things we could live without. We could exist, but it's a benefit that he has given us. So this past week, Damon and Tabea brought home a little package. Now, you know what? When you want to see God, here's a verse that says, blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. You know what? That means that person will see God in everything around us. And if you want to see God, take a look at a newborn baby. And God has given them just what they need, the size they need. Lay your hand up against that little baby's hand. Look at those little fingers and the fingernails that are so tiny, and God caused all that to happen. What a mighty God we serve. That's what got me to thinking about this today. And I'd like for us to go to those verses. It's in Psalms 139. Because you know what the world around us, it says the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, doesn't see God in all those things. But here, he doesn't look after God. He's not able to see him. But we should be able to see God all around us. We should be able to see him in this. Psalms 139 and 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, we hear some of the requests that come in about somebody with heart trouble, and you realize now this heart is not functioning like it should be doing. You know what? We were fearfully and wonderfully made. When you just look at this COVID virus that has hit the world, you know, we're fearfully made. We are, sometimes we can feel like, you know what, I am strong, I take my vitamins, I eat the right kind of food, I'm taking care of myself. And then something comes along that no continent that I know of has escaped it. It has gone everywhere and affected all nations. And yet, it makes me realize, boast not thyself of tomorrow. You don't know what another day will bring forth. And yet at the same time, it can give us a trust and a confidence in God that I see how you worked in the past and you are well able to take care of anything out in the future. I will praise thee. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So does God just see the little baby when they took him home? That's the first time God has seen him. It says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. There is so much in those two or three verses. That God had a plan and brought this little child through each of the developing stages. Yes. And we are, as a nation, many people today are trying to decide, is abortion a woman's right? When is this a child? You know what this verse says? God was writing it down in his book. Yes. All through those months before birth. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Boy, God's care for us, we can see it in that little child when it's born. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. God's love is manifested to us, and we get to see it in this when a little child is born. There were some things that when God created mankind, when he breathed into him the breath of life, he put within each one some characteristics. There is something called an instinct that was put in a mother, and we read about it in the Bible. It's called natural affection. I have a cow at home that had a little baby calf a few weeks ago. That cow was just as gentle as could be before. But you know, after that little baby calf was born, when my dogs would go running anywhere close at all, that mama cow would leave that calf and chase that dog out of the pasture. We read the stories of a mother hen that will make the call when there's danger. You know, that mother hen does not have much to do for protection. But what she does have is an instinct called natural affection that God put into animals and mankind. That hen can make that call, get the chicks underneath her, and then give her life if needed to protect them. You know, God created animals with that?
Yes.
He created mankind with that. When Jesus was looking over Jerusalem, he used that example. How oft would I have gathered you together as a hen gathereth her chicks, and you would not? He was going to provide them the protection like a hen would her chicks. So then, how did abortion come to be accepted and celebrated today? You know what? We can find why. And that's not really my message. My message is for us to magnify God. But you know something I need to do? Because the world is on a push for us not only to just tolerate it, but to accept it. We have to realize that our world now says that good is evil and evil is good. What God intended to be a wonderful thing for us, mankind has chosen to throw a lot of it away. But you know, once I take a look and I understand what's happening, then I need to move back and magnify God with my life, whether the world does around me or not. There is something in the Bible that tells us, and we need to keep this in mind. It's in the first chapter of Romans. How could America get to the place where we are today? First chapter and the 22nd verse says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness. Do you remember when Job was about to be dealt with by Satan? And God is talking to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan said, yes, you put a hedge about him. You know what? I want to believe God has put a hedge around all mankind. Natural affection is part of that hedge that is put there. You know, God would like to feed that, and we do it naturally just like the animals would. We take care of the young. But he allows us to do different. Should we choose, as this says here in Romans 1, it can come to a place that God gives them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. And in the 25th verse, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. You know that can happen. It is happening today. The creature is being served more than the Creator. And it says, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. What he created us to be able to have way back there at creation time, we can change that. You know, we're living in a time now, it says they worshiped and served the creature. There are people worshiping the environment. You know, it has become like a god to us today. There are people that, an animal that is on the endangered species list. If you happen to kill a bald eagle, you could serve more time for that than if you killed a person. You know, it's amazing how we are today. We're seeing the results today of God giving people up. But in that time, while that's happening and there's nothing I can do about it, I have the opportunity of magnifying God in my life. He hasn't changed a bit. He has just allowed some people to be released to do what they want to do, and they don't see God in anything around them. But it can be so much different for us, because that's not really my message of the sadness in our nation around us, but the perfect plan that God had for mankind. Plan for a father. You know, God gives us some clear instructions about it. The man is to go out and be the provider. The woman to have the children and guide the house. You know, I was hearing before some children say, okay, there's Mother's Day, there's Father's Day. When is the Children's Day? And the answer was, it's all the days. It's all the days plus Mother's Day and Father's Day. You get them all. We have to give to you then. But you know, I was thinking of all this, a blessing from God that He gives us. And may we appreciate it as we should. I was thinking of this song that we sing when we saw the pictures that came through of the little baby. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives, but greater still the calm assurance. You know what? This child will be 20 years old or something before they really know the world like we know it. But it says this child can face uncertain days because Christ lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future and life is worth the living just because He lives. So then if we go back to Genesis, the first chapter. So when we see Adam in the, it's in the second chapter and in the 20th verse, here's part of God's plan. The Lord God says in the end of the 20th verse, for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. You know, this is that God that chose to use a pile of dust to create man with. And now what's He going to do to help do a helpmeet for him? The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept and He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made He a woman and brought her unto the man. And the man, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they be one flesh. My soul doth magnify God for the plan that He had available to all mankind, available to everyone. We sing that song, O Lord my God, and this is about me seeing nature around me and what it causes my thoughts to do. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. I don't know if y'all heard it last night, but as the storm was coming through and the lightning was flashing, you know, it just makes your mind turn toward God's in control of all of that. I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art. You know, if someone could pen another verse, it would be about His greatness and how He developed a child. You know, He made Adam a full-grown man just by breathing on a pile of dirt. But from then on, a child developed. And what a mighty God it took to be able to do that. May we be able to find things that magnifies God in our life. We're going to need it. And we're also going to need to realize, I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God. No matter how the world feels that there is no God, may we be able to see Him in everything around us. And if we start getting caught up in the things around us and it looks pretty dismal, take a look at a newborn baby and what God did to cause all that to grow at the right time, the right speed for that. What a mighty God we serve. And He is well able to help us. If He can do that, there's nothing that He cannot do. I am thankful for a mighty God we serve. I desire your prayers.